We're doing Gemara Brachos. We're in the middle of Tosfos Daf Yudalid Amud Aleph. About 10-12 lines before the lines get wide, the end of the line. Vim Tomar Hamay Lo Asika Datayim Bechuli Koto Ligmo. Why didn't Rav notice whether they made a bracha Likros Alel or Ligmor Alel? So you could say that that's not something you have to really worry about. You can make a blessing ligmar even if they're skipping, or make likros even if they're not skipping. So Rav wouldn't have necessarily noticed the bracha in order to know that they're making a different bracha, they're going to read differently. No, it doesn't have to be that way. And the only reason that today we make this distinction, that when we read a full halal, we say the Gemara's halal. When we read a half halal, we say the cross halal. That's just Kadei Shaloi too. It's a sign we make for ourselves. But technically, halachically, you want to read either one in either time, that's also okay. And that's why Rav couldn't have noticed that this was a strange minog just from hearing the blessing, Ada Dilug, till he actually heard them skip. Should we continue or mention an interesting tangent here? Rav is standing in shul. He's chief rabbi. He's the Talmud Chacham that just came to Babylon, and he knows what he's talking about. And they're standing there on Rosh Chodesh, and suddenly they start saying Hallel. Now, in ancient days, the way they said Hallel was one person would read a pasuk and everyone would say Hallelujah, and then he'd read another pasuk and everyone would say Hallelujah. So you think Rav is standing there and he says, "Wait a second, no such halacha. I grew up in Israel. They don't do this. No, I just reviewed all shas in my head. I don't. This is wrong." How long does it take Rav to stand up and bang on the table and say, "Guys, what are you doing here?" 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 20 seconds. It says they finished until the skipping part. And remember, in their days it took longer. Till the point of skipping, and Rav hadn't yet said a word. He kept thinking, "I should stop him. This is wrong." But he was thinking. Teaches us something about commenting. He's the rabbi. He knows what he's talking about. They wanted to make him Rosh Yeshiva. He knows they're wrong. But he keeps thinking.
Masechet Megillah, right now, that when you mufflim al pneihem, so the entire congregation they mishtachav it, and Rav stands up. So one of the explanations is that Rav doesn't want to like separate himself from the community. So here it also he doesn't want to.
Right, but he would have said something. It says he was getting ready to say something, and he kept waiting, thinking, until finally he saw, they skipped. Okay, it must be a minog. Okay, he figured it out. There are other stories about when Rav came to Babylon. I'm just saying, we learn here about having patience, not being quick to say something. Back to our Tosis. The Yeshu Tzin Lomal, the Yechid Omer Alel Bemim Shein Gomrin. Some want to say that if an individual is saying Hallel on days that we don't finish Hallel, that's just a minute, you don't make a bracha. And that goes back to the root of what Tosus was discussing. Tosus had said the line in the Gemara, Yamim Shayachid Gomer Bahem Et Hallel, doesn't necessarily mean a Yachid, doesn't necessarily mean Gomer. So back to that point, does some want to say, now that we've given all this background, that don't make a bracha on these days if you're saying it alone. One of the Bale Tosfos was a knight of Kutzi. He used to say, that once a person wants to obligate himself, he wants to say Hallel, he does make a bracha, and it's not a bracha for naught. Just like lulav and tefillin, dehane nashe mevachot. Nice it was. Tosus is so important. First of all, Tosus taught us you make a bracha on minog according to Tosus, according to Balatus. Secondly, Tosus brings us another home run, another shita Tosus that we have to know. Women make a bracha on lulav and tefillin, afagav shenan chayavot, even though they're not chayav. So shita of Tosus, the way we Ashkenazim go, is that women make a bracha. So he says, same thing with Hallel. Even though you don't have to say it, you want to say it, you want to obligate yourself, make a bracha. Just like women make a bracha on lulav and tefillin if they want to wear it. Yeah. They don't have to wear tefillin ever. And anyways, the Bach says it's a misprint. It shouldn't say tefillin, it should say tekios, tekias shofar. That doesn't matter. It would be the same halacha, it would seem. They're not obligated. Women don't have to wear tefillin.
We talked about
your sin, but even so, the blessing is to make them obligate to shekel up next year.
No.
Did we talk about the machloket whether or not it's Doraita, how is Doraita or Drabana?
He brought it up right away from the Ramban. Yeah.
No discussion.
He's defending the Bahá'í.
Yeah. It's not as
Okay. The rest is not so important for us. But I do want you to see, if you could skip down, those of you who have a classic Gemara, the Agos Sabach has an airplane above it. Go up one line, Hode Parach Elo Nire. The first word on the line is Lo. You have it about 10 lines into the Tosus. Yeah. So in the middle of that line, Tosa says, Ela Nire. You got it, Bitzalem? Ela Nire, we won't go into the Yerushalmi. He quotes a question the Yerushalmi asks, and a pshat in the Yerushalmi. And then he says, Ela Nire, but what I think it seems is, Hade Parich B'Yerushalmi Hare Geula. The Yerushalmi asks, how come you set a general rule? The Yerushalmi quotes a generalization. All blessings begin with Baruch, except for a blessing that's aligned to another blessing, that comes right after another blessing. So, the Yerushalmi asks, Hare Geula, what about the blessing of Gal Yisrael in the Haggadah? Demashma demvachin alei b'tchila. There it would seem that you made a blessing on the beginning of the Haggadah, or the beginning of the Hallel. So, what's the Yerushalmi talking about? Ayri, over there, it's talking about Be'adam she'osea seder bevat achat, someone who's doing the whole seder in one shot. She'az eino mafsik, she'eino tzarich. Then he has no pause in the middle of his hallel. We say half the hallel before the meal and half the hallel after the meal. So we end off the first half of the hallel before the meal with the blessing of Asher Galanu. That's talking about a person who makes no break in his seder. He says it all at one shot. Avalanu she'mafsikim. But we who make a break in our hallel, we cut the hallel in half. We say half the hallel before the meal. And then we conclude the hallel after the meal. Anu shemapsikin lechol, we stop to eat. En anu levarech klal lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. We don't make a blessing on that hallel, on the night of Pesach, the hallel we say at the meal. Not the beginning nor the end. And this Tosis, let's skip down three lines before Tosus ends. V'chein mashma, four lines. The last word on line is v'chein. Because this is a Tosus. You have to know when you learn Arvei Pesachim. It'll answer up a lot of sugyas for you in Arvei Pesachim. V'chein mashma, you have it? Five lines before Tosus ends. The last word on line is v'chein mashma b'Yerushalmi sh'aya darkan lomar halel b'beit ha'kneset. That they used to say halel in shul. V'achar kach shotin kosot shenen b'beitam b'lo shum seder. And then they do the seder in shul, and they'd come home, and they'd drink their cups of wine without a seder at home. When they got home at night, that was their seder. You do it in shul, you say halal in shul, and then you come home and you drink your cups of wine. And that's what the Yerushalmi seems to be saying. The Bai B'Yerushalmi, because the Jerusalem Talmud asks, Shtan bevatachat ma'u, if you drink all four cups at once, what's the halacha? Perush zeh al zeh b'lo halel v'seder b'ntayim. Meaning, if you drink one cup after the other, without halel and the seder in the meantime, ma'u, what's the halacha there? Shamin and minadai, why don't you prove it from here? Da'amah Rav Yochanan halel im shema b'techneset yatsa. Rav Yochanan says, you're yotzei halel if you hear it in shul. So you see, that seems to have been a custom there. And if you keep this in mind, when you hit Arvei Pesachim, there'll be sugyas there that work out better this way. V'chein mashma b'tosefta, d'mish lo hayah yodav nechnas b'et ha'kneset. If someone didn't know and he came to shul when they were saying halal. And that's what it's talking about. That there were people who used to do their whole, whatever seder they did was in shul. When they came home, they had their meal and their four cups of wine. And that was their Seder night. So it's a Chiddush. Tosa says it's his Chiddush that seems right in the Yerushalmi.
So the Yerushalmi says okay?
No, the Yerushalmi just seems to be discussing people who have that custom.
Okay, so what's the happening?
it's just important to know when you hit the different sugyas in the Gemara that sometimes the Gemara is talking about people who did that. The Gemara in Arvei Pesachim discusses what they did in shul for the poor, what they did in shul for the guests, what they did at home, what happens if you come home and you do your seder this way or that way. If you bear in mind that there were those people who didn't, they were illiterate or whatever, and so they had this seder in shul, that suddenly gives us a much different picture of the Haggadah and some of the sugyas in Pesachim altogether. Okay, we went